Hi, this is Phil Brassfield, director of Destiny Ministries and the author of the new book, Pilgrimage to Pentecost, Discovering the Passion, Purpose, and Power of Your Destiny. And you're listening to Do Not Keep Silent.
Welcome to Do Not Keep Silent.
Speaking out the name of Jesus in action and word.
Encouraging and equipping.
Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves.
Do what it says. Do not keep silent.
Hey, welcome into this interview, everybody. This is Jason DeZurich, and glad you guys are tuning in today. And I'm sitting down here in New York, Bath, New York, of all places, for Family Life, right? Is that where we're at?
You got it.
Okay. So we're with Family Life, and I'm sitting down with... What is your title exactly there?
I do everything except clean the toilets. Okay. So
perfect. Well, George, we're hanging out with George. And George, what's your last name again?
Sweat.
Sweat. I always want to say sweet.
That's nice.
But it's not.
No, you can actually be rude on that one. It's actually Sweat.
Okay. You're okay with that?
That's right. Of course, my family is dignified. We add an extra T on there. So it's S-W-E-A-T-T. So
I do see the two T's.
Yeah, there we go.
So anybody, everybody, again, I'm hanging out here with Shine Bright Baby, and they've been gracious enough, as far as the ministry Family Life, to have us out here to do a concert, and I'm going to be able to speak and stuff. But if you can, tell us what's going on with Family Life. What is Family Life ministry itself?
Family Life is an awesome ministry that started out as a youth ministry back in the 50s and grew from that into youth ministry, radio, added some performing arts, so we take all kinds of theater productions on the road. We have singles ministries, adult ministries, so we're able to focus on just about every aspect of the family, every aspect of life, and be able to take Christ into places that ordinarily, I guess, he wouldn't have the presence, and just really be able to be a face in a lot of communities and kind of a common ground for churches to come together so that we're all fighting this battle as one front.
So it's not a church.
Right. We are definitely not a church. We're coming alongside churches to help them do what they do, but do it better.
Okay. And what I really like is that aspect of it is you have a whole bunch of churches working together. And now, do they help support this ministry? How does that exactly work?
Right. Family Life is a listener-supported ministry, so just like a lot of nonprofit radio stations you'll hear, like NPR, a lot of local Christian radio stations, stuff like that, that do the
Share-a-thon 2012.
Aw, oh, see, you are so on top of that. We should have you in.
Hey, I would love to.
All right. I'll have my people call your people.
Do that.
Yeah, there we go. So we are a listener-supported station, so we rely on people. We don't have an offering plate to give and pass around, but a lot of the events like this one that we're holding help support the people who are on staff, and then also the Share-a-thon help support everything that happens under this roof.
Okay. And now you guys have a building, though, that is much bigger than just for a radio program itself, radio station. You're doing a lot more here than that. Can you dig into that more for us?
Right. Kind of one of the slogans that were adopted a while back was radio and so much more. Like I said, it did start out as a youth ministry. And so the gym that we're sitting in right now was actually the first thing that was built. And then it was added on the radio ministry and some of the front offices that you see now. But yeah, there's a lot of shared space. So it's like the gym that we're in right now, less than a month ago, was set up for a huge dinner theater where It's a Wonderful Life was being played out on the stage that you guys will be taking tonight for a rock concert.
That's pretty awesome. And you guys do something here that a lot of places in the country aren't doing anymore, called roller skating. Now, we're here on a skate night, everybody, and they're still roller skating here. Why are you guys doing that?
Roller skating was something that was big a long time ago and for whatever reason never died here. So it's a great kind of foot in the door, I guess, or a wheel in the door, I guess, however you want to say it, for us to just kind of offer something that kids are familiar with and then try and find some new and exciting ways. Okay, you're already here. You love the roller skating. You love coming together for a cheap night with your friends. But now that we have you here, we're going to tell you about Christ. We're not just going to do it in the old ways where we have somebody sit up and talk to you for 15 minutes. Instead, we're going to find some new and exciting ways to bring the message of Christ to you each time.
So it's not wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah. It's more than that?
Right. That's right. Yeah. You know, a little bit of hokey pokey in the mix and some little Cupid shuffle, whatever it takes to get the kids here. And then once we're doing it, we're just loving on the kids, letting them know about Christ, what he did for them, and how not only what he can do in their life, but then once they have that grasp, once they have that relationship, what they can do to impact their world with that message of hope.
I'm hanging out here with George Sweat with Family Life, and it's not Family Life Ministries, it's just Family Life. That's what they keep telling me. And where can people find out you guys out?
FLN.org is the best place.
Boy, that's nice and short and sweet. I wish I would have thought of that for our ministry.
Yeah, we are so on top of that one.
Now, you guys do more too, though. You do things like camps during the summer, all that kind of stuff. Can you tell them more about the camps?
Absolutely. In addition to the skates, like what we're doing right now, we have a kids camp that we do for kids 7 to 13, just in an exciting way that it's energy packed and just a way for these kids to fall in love with Christ, be introduced to him, realize they can have a relationship, and then we show them how to do that. All in fun, exciting ways, whether it's inflatable water slides, things like that, huge slip and slides. This last year, we had the world's largest game of Twister that we're still waiting to hear back from Guinness Book of World Records to see if we got. Doing that kind of stuff, too. Actually renting out a part of a water park so that we can take our kids to that at the camp. Just trying to find awesome, high-energy things they can't do anywhere else, so they're coming here, and then they're hearing about Christ while they're here. That's for our kids, and then for our teens, we wanted to do something that's a little different, because all the churches already take their kids to some type of a church camp, but it's focusing on bringing the lost to know him, and so many of our kids that are in the churches were being left behind because of that, so we were looking, trying to find a way to really equip these kids to make a difference for Christ in their communities. So we're bringing a camp from the South that's started in Texas back in the 1970s and is now in over 13 states to New York for the first time this year. And it's a leadership camp. Kind of the unwritten rule is send us your best and we'll do our best to send them back as better equipped Christian leaders. And so that's what we're going to be doing this year. We're bringing in big name Trisha Brock, who's a lead singer for Super Chick. She's going to be leading worship for us for the week. We have Alex McFarland, who is a huge teen apologetic speaker, who will be there and just really trying to equip kids to make a difference in their communities.
Now, if our listeners are interested in that, where is this? How can they find information on that?
Yeah, we are one of the only Super Summers in the Northeast. So if you want more information on that, you can go to supersummerny.com. It has all the information there and all of the forms you would need to fill out to sign up your kids, your youth group, however you want to do it. You can also give us a call, 800-927-9083.
Okay, that's awesome. Now, if there was one thing you could tell our listeners, whatever that is, that one thing that's so important, what would that one thing be, George?
Man, there is a God who loves you and gave up everything to die on the cross for you. He made it so easy to have a relationship with him. And the only thing he wants, he took the 99 out of 100 steps to get to you. He wants you to take that one step. And if you haven't done that yet, it's the most important and the best decision you could ever make to ask Christ to be a part of your life. You'll never be the same.
That is exciting. Now, for somebody who knows Jesus and they have a relationship with him, what's the one thing you would tell that person?
I'd ask them, what are you doing about it? Are you just going to church on Sunday morning? Are you spending 5 minutes in time with God? I know this may sound a little crass for your listeners, but, you know, 5 minutes as you're sitting there on the toilet, take a Bible in with you. God wants that time. It doesn't matter where it happens. Maybe it's an app that you download on your Droid, your iPhone, whatever it is. Take the time to get into God's Word. If it's just a minute that you can afford, start there. But any time you spend with God won't be wasted. You can't hear from God unless you're willing to dig into His Word.
That's exciting. I've been sitting down with George Sweat. He is with Family Life in Bath, New York. And again, where can people find out information about your ministry if they're local here, if they want to get involved, whether it's through the radio station, what's going on here, or even the camp?
All right, FLN.org is the best place to find out about our ministry. If you want, give us a call. We'd be more than happy to talk to you about the various aspects of our ministry, 1-800-927-9083.
George, you were just done with an interview or with the event. What did you think about it?
Wow, it was really cool. The one thing that we were waiting for was God to show up tonight, and he definitely did that. Whether it was through the music or the speaking, God definitely showed up. And the kids, whether they came for a skate, whatever they were showing up for, they definitely came face to face with the Creator.
Now, what, you know, you're saying definitely showed up, all that. Was there anything in particular, like specific, that really sticks out in your mind?
Silence with this generation is a huge indication that something is happening. And the fact that, like, for instance, when you were on stage there and just challenging the unbelievers that, hey, there's something out there. There's somebody that loves you. But then for the Christians, it's, hey, guys, you have to do something. What if you had not been standing there to catch him? it would have been on your shoulders. So where does that have us as we're in a community, as we're in a generation that's almost like lemmings following after whatever it is, not knowing where they're following. They just know they're following. Are they going off a cliff or what? What is our spot as a Christian? And tonight, our teens were challenged to be on the edge, to stand at the cliff and go, guys, this is what's happening when you follow. Stop. Here's the answer.
You know, you'd never really heard of Worldview Warriors before. And what is your impression of Worldview Warriors now?
Well, I'll tell you, Ryan, your agent, was absolutely phenomenal. Had nothing but good things to say about you guys. And so speakers, you just never know really what's going to happen when you give them a microphone and it's just live. And tonight, I was definitely pleasantly surprised. By far, this was one of the best nights and best experiences we've had with a speaker coming in. And as our staff was kind of standing there center stage, running lights and sounds and everything else, just the reactions I could hear from people that I work with every day who are involved and on the front lines of the Christian mission field locally, just hearing their reaction, but then also being able to talk to some of the teens tonight, just knowing that nobody's going to walk away from this place tonight untouched and unchanged. So I guess to directly answer your question, I am nothing but impressed.
So I'm going to ask you another specific question. These adults you're talking about, what were they saying?
Well, once they fought back the tears and a couple of them going, oh, wait, you have a kid on the edge of the stage. 6 months ago, one of their brothers actually fell off the stage and spent the night in the emergency room. They're like, so other than those flashbacks, they were very challenged. One of the guys standing beside me just going, needing to hear the words, I'm forgiven. I asked for it. I received it. Move on. As Christians, so many of us know that the price has already been paid. We can go through the motions. We know the Sunday school answers. But there's just something about taking your trash out and going to leave it on the curb for the trash guy to come and pick up. But as Christians, so many times, we take it out to the curb. We're like, all right, here we go. It's here for the trash guy to pick up. But then we pick it back up and we take it back in the house with us. Well, we're not going to do that in real life. But in our Christian walk, we do that every single day. And today, just being challenged with that, also knowing that, you know, when we don't live up and we don't do what Christ is calling us to do, what are the monumental consequences that come from that? Is it going to be like what happened on stage tonight, somebody falling and having to spend the rest of the night in the emergency room for hitting their head on a concrete floor? Or is it going to be something with eternal consequence? And it's really up to us. We are the hands and feet of Christ, and it's up to us to be that.
Praise God. Now, as students, what were you hearing from them? And I don't go into specifics if you don't want to, but what were some things you were hearing from students?
Some of the questions that most of the kids deal with here is why. We get to see so much stuff, whether it's a parent losing a job, not being able to find work for quite a while. Probably one of the worst murder situations happening right here in town, and having some of their families show up to some of the events. And just wanting to know, how in the world would a loving God allow something like that to happen? And, you know, God's not going to come down and change every situation. But we know that God loves us. He has gone to great lengths to prove it to us time and time again. And maybe it is up to us to give them a hug. Maybe it's just the kind word, letting them know we're going to be there. But when God calls us to do something, they've got to do it. And that's the thing that I heard resonating with the teens tonight. If we know how to hear from God, we know we're hearing His voice, do it. Because you never know what impact it's going to have.
You know, if there was somebody out there looking for speaker, thing like that, I mean, would you recommend Worldview Warriors? And if you would, what would that look like?
As far as recommending Worldview Warriors, yes. And as far as having you back, we would definitely jump at the opportunity and love to have you guys back.
Great. Well, if there's a youth minister listening to this, what would you tell them as far as to encourage them to stick with it?
Youth pastors, you guys are on the front lines. Whether it's an event that you're planning, whatever it is, just know that these teens are looking for answers, and it's up to you. Maybe it is the fun events that you're putting on and everything else, but make sure that you've got an answer. Whatever it is, make sure that you're letting the kids know that they're loved. And kids can see right through whether you're being fake or not. Be real and just let them know the love that God has for you, He has for every single one of the teens, and they've got to see it. You may be the only Christ they ever see.
Find us online at worldviewwarriors.org.